Chapter 1. Clay. Clay Calhoun had never met a horse he couldn't break, and today wasn't going to be any different. Sweat ran from the band of his Stetson to bead on his furrowed brow and trickle down the back of his neck beneath the relentless beat of Wyoming summer sunshine. Grit from clouds of dust kicked up by hooves striking ground lodged between his teeth. Gripping the reins as the horse reared back, trying to dislodge him, Clay stayed calm, concentrating on the steady push and pull of his breath as he rode the wild jerking of the angry animal between his thighs. There was no time to notice the sweeping vista of the ranch around him, vast pasture land that met towering mountains, or the curious onlookers watching from around the railings. Every atom of his existence was honed in to the subtle shift of horseflesh as the filly twisted and turned, desperate to make him chew dirt. But Clay was at one with the horse, his body moving instinctively in counterbalance, his only goal to stay seated until the frightened horse realized who was boss. Until she understood that, while people in her past may have let her down, Clay would not. That she was safe and everything was okay. It was going to be a wild ride until then, though. And hell, if that wasn't exhilarating as fuck. He felt alive for the first time in months, the thunder of his heart like a stampede of hooves in his chest. Should he be here, sitting astride a snorting, angry tempest, being jerked and jolted, considering his career-ending back injury? Probably not. But this was what he did. It was what he excelled at, and it felt good to be doing this again. Man versus beast. And it wasn't like this was the pro rodeo circuit where he'd subjected his body to this every damn day. Or that horses like Electra, the name he'd given to the filly when he'd started working with her 3 months ago, were a dime a dozen. The hard to tame only came along once in a while, and rarely gave him this much trouble. But wasn't that just like a woman? A couple of minutes into Electra's temper tantrum, Clay sensed a subtle shift in her energy, a reduction in the tension bunching the spinulous muscles of her neck, a slight decrease in the pull on the bit. She was calming. Slowly, for sure, but all the work they'd done getting to this point, all the trust Clay had built, and his ironclad control were cutting through the panic that had flared the filly's nostrils and widened her eyes as he'd sat his ass in the saddle. The horse was responding to Clay's composure, her wild grunts and snorts subsiding to heavy breathing. The frantic twisting and bucking slowly settled to a frisky trot, punctuated by occasional kicking of the back legs. She tossed her head less, ceased pulling abruptly against the reins as she settled into the foreign sensation of a rider on her back.